agree, disagree, or in between. In general, right now in the first line setting, if you have a patient who would have met the 4599 entry criteria, the standard of care is chemo plus bevacizumab. That's part one.
Agree.
And the bevacizumab should be continued until disease progression.
Agree.
Tom, can you talk about why you feel that way?
I just think that's the way that Allen designed the study, and that if you're going to practice evidence-based medicine, and I think estimates are that 25% of our decisions in medicine are based on evidence, 75% aren't. But if you want those 25% to be evidence-based, I would argue that I want to treat my patients according to the way that they were designed to be treated on 4599 until we have evidence that proves otherwise. So I also like the idea of continuing Avastin after finishing the chemotherapy because of Alan's point about how there may be micrometastatic disease or smaller volume disease that you may be influencing in that setting. So until we have evidence that proves otherwise, I would continue the Avastin.
In terms of part A of that question, whether it is a standard of care in general, the way patients should be treated, when did you make that decision? When did you change your non-protocol practice?
I changed my non-protocol practice on, was it March 10th, Alan?
Oh, when the newspaper,
release.
The press
yeah,
release?
Whenever the press,
I think it was April something.
April, whatever it was. Whenever the press release came out, of course, there was the issue of getting it reimbursed. But once we started finding out in Massachusetts, which is a pretty liberal state for reimbursement, liberal about other things as well, but as soon as we started getting it reimbursed, I was using it.
And I'll ask Alan the same question.
The answer is yes and yes. And it's interesting because Tom and I, of course, have been at various meetings together. And there are other so-called thought leader colleagues who don't necessarily have the same thoughts. Some of the questions have been raised, well, it's only one randomized phase 3 study and we're waiting for a second. That's fair. And what I usually reply to those folks is anybody using Tarceva? There's only one randomized phase 3 study for Tarceva, and everybody's pretty much jumped on that one. So I think that the concept of having just one is, it's nice if you can have more, but I personally wouldn't want to put a family member on another study with a control arm without bevacizumab at this point. The toxicity is there. There is more toxicity with bevacizumab than with just chemotherapy alone, but I think it's clinically acceptable.